This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
You have a subject, but it's, you think it's heavy?
Sort of. I feel like,
too heavy?
No, like, sometimes I try to look at other couples and... So my subject was, when you have been given forgiveness in your relationship...
Ooh.
How you should act after being forgiven. So, you did something to upset your spouse. It could be on a level of 1 to... Get the frig out.
All right, so...
And you've been forgiven for whatever it is.
Okay.
How do you act towards that person afterwards? Like, do you realize...
Wait. So, are you... Go ahead.
Do you realize the person that you scorned or crossed or hurt doesn't have to forgive you? Like, don't you think after that moment that you have felt forgiveness and you're given a clean slate, one that's it's hard and you gotta work all the time a little harder on your marriage, which, by the way, people, it's constant. I don't know who told you that when you get married, you're locked and loaded and everything's great all the time. Like, it's a constant relationship in work. Like with kids, you know, they go off and they're not in your face all the time.
Right.
You're with this person not all the time, but then eventually you are gonna be with this person all the time. Don't you think you should start to learn to like each other now? Or are you waiting for the game to end?
All right, so are you referring to... All right, so
I'm not referring to any particular person.
No, I know you're not. Like, but I'm saying... you start off with, okay, a forgiven thing. All right, so let's say are you talking about... Because there's been circumstances where we know people and even... I won't say us. We'll just say, okay, one of them did something... The wife didn't like, and the wife now was like, I don't want you here. But it wasn't cheating. It wasn't a drug addiction. It was just...
No, I don't want to get into specifics because it could be, like I said...
I know,
could
but be, if could, I cheat on you, that's a big...
I know, but hold on. It doesn't matter if you... Came home drunk and pissed me off. That wouldn't piss me off. You got arrested for...
If I peed on the couch, it would piss you off. if we had to get up at 7 in the morning to drive your mom somewhere and I was like, I can't do this, then I would piss you off.
Like something that hurt your feelings, whether it was... Oh, here's one.
Okay.
Let's just say we're in a heated argument and you call me stupid.
Okay.
Like,
I usually go just, nuts and crazy, but okay.
Right. Like, it just, I'm not talking about us. I'm talking in general.
In general. You
just hurt my feelings. We weren't talking about insulting each other. We were fighting about something that
okay.
was important and big or whatever. It doesn't, That's on a level different than cheating, but when you package it all together, you've hurt the person you vowed to care for through thick or thin. You've said you're sorry. You said you were gonna change.
You're gonna walk the walk.
You got how? And trust me, again, I will stand in first in line to be, it is very difficult for me to say I'm sorry. And it's very difficult for me to change my ways. I try though. But like when you've been given forgiveness of the person you have hurt, whether it is a terrible, terrible hurt or you weren't paying attention hurt.
Right.
Regardless, you hurt the person that you vowed to love forever, sure, no matter what.
Yeah.
How do you act after they've forgiven you? Do you go back into your old pants? Do you still...
Do you have a heightened awareness?
Yeah, do you have a heightened awareness? Or are you... Like, can you reflect on a moment when you're like, damn, I'm so lucky I am where I am today, because if, you know, I was married to somebody else, I've been kicked out of the house 25 times. Like, you're with somebody that forgave you. I'm not sure there's anyone else on the face of the planet
that would
put up with
or
that.
Would forget.
Yeah.
So you're, well, there's two things there. There's like, I know people that have been forgiven for little things and bigger things. And then what happens is, okay, now you choose to be a better path. I'm going to be, what are you doing?
I know in the background you're gonna hear me making dinner because I'm gonna run out of time and I'm gonna be crabby.
Okay.
So it's okay, if you're talking, you should be able to hear me scraping off the pot.
Well, I think if I did something wrong, right? Now I'm gonna go, okay, I'm gonna do my best to be better, and I'm gonna
working at it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. We're both working. Maybe we're both getting therapy, maybe we're not getting therapy, maybe I'm just doing everything I can to go, you know what, I shouldn't do this because this might really hurt her or piss her off. You know what, I'm not doing anything wrong, but maybe now I lost her trust value. I can't even go get a bagel without her going, oh really, you're going to get a bagel? Oh sure, and that's where it all leads to, because you really just got to go see her and you don't want to be with me. As Innocent would do, like, is that how you doing? Huh? Is that how you doing? Is it what you want to do? Is that it? You know, you have that lost trust. It's just like a kid. If a kid, if your daughter or your son,
mm-hmm,
you go, all right, you go in the party. Now, you know they're going to party there. You know they're probably going to, maybe they're going to smoke pot. Now they do mollies. Be careful of that. There's a thing called molly, which is like the new ecstasy that's all over.
What is that?
It's like ecstasy. The kids are taking it. It's man-made and it's just a bunch of drugs.
Don't take drugs!
And they, you know, and they rave all night or whatever.
What does rave mean?
What does rave mean?
What do you mean they rave?
You know, like rave part. I don't know. They dance. Listen, I don't have any,
Well, you brought it up.
Well, rave. They call it rave parties. So they take drugs and they stay up all night and, I don't know, rave, and they listen to rave music. Doom, 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 doom. I guess so. I don't know. I know someone's laughing at me right now because I'm so uneducated by this, but... Yeah, it's a rave party. We do drugs and stay up to 5 a.m.
Right. Everybody listening, don't tell your children we don't know what that's...
Yeah, we gotta pretend. We have to pretend that we know so our kids are always on alert, but... Then the day we really don't. So anyway, what I was going to say was, so you let your kid go to the party. Now you go, you're not going to drink, right? Tell me you're not going to drink. Why are you going to, well, I just want to go. And then they come home, they're smashed. They clearly have been drinking. They said they were at a bonfire and that's why they smell like smoke.
Or Axe, that was the best. Why do you smell like cologne?
Who?
Oh, yo, Bobby had it in his bag and we were fooling around with it.
We were fooling around with the cologne and it spilt all over.
Did you really think I'm going to buy that? Yeah.
I like to buy... I was at a bonfire for... I'm full of shit, please. Bing, bing, bing.
Oh, I have the funniest story. Now I'm going to segue off for a second.
Go ahead.
I remember having... I used to take my car into the woods in Florida, and I wanted, you know, I would think that I was cool because my Ford Granada could go down the same paths these four-wheel trucks could.
They would go mudding in the middle of the night. I knew those guys, yeah.
And, you know, of course we had alcohol, and I don't know why, but I stuck this giant empty bottle of Jack Daniels in my trunk. So this one night, I'm out mudding in my car, and
What kind of car?
My Ford Granada, and I get stuck. So now I gotta be rescued by my parents, who are so pissed. And of course, my dad's cleaning out my car, and he finds the bottle, and he's like, "What's this?" I'm like, "Oh, I found it in the woods and thought it was pretty." My parents, the worst punishment was that they just laughed at me the whole time and made me feel like such a fool. They never grounded, well, I was grounded forever, but they never yelled at me. They just looked at me like, "You are a dummy." And that hurt worse than being grounded. I just hated that feeling of being like, "You dumb dumb." So here
you just
we are
think now. You're so smart. You think you're so.
You think you're so smart, and your parents smart. Don't know what the why the bottle of Jack Daniels was in the trunk of your car.
I found it
while you're in the woods.
I was gonna make it a flower.
In it.
Yeah, I was gonna put potpourri in it and start a new brand, Jack Daniels.
Thought it was cool.
Oh my god, that's really funny.
Dumb.
It's really funny. So, but now you lose your trust in your kid.
Yeah.
And now every time that kid goes out, you go, "I don't believe you one bit." And they go, "You have to trust." And the only...
You don't give me a chance.
Right. You don't even give me a chance. Now, the only way they gain back your trust is being consistent, nonstop. And so, with a relationship, consistency.
Yes.
Consistency.
So you work really hard together. And does it mean like one person, so the forgiver, does the forgiver now take an upper hand in the relationship?
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, so now that
that's a biggie.
Every time, and agreeably so, because you become now, you put up a protected barrier because you never want that thing to happen to you again.
Because you'll feel foolish.
Yeah, because you feel like a dum-dum.
And degraded.
And nobody thinks you're a dum-dum when that stuff happens to you because...
I think the...
You do get blindsided. I do hear women that, or men, that are like, "I didn't see it coming." I'm like, "Come on." No, they really didn't see it coming.
Sometimes they don't.
And
sometimes they're too wrapped up in their world.
Sometimes the devil gets their spouse, but, and their spouse doesn't even, you know, understand. But anyway, you have now been forgiven of... whatever you did, you're trying to mend your relationship, and it's difficult, and it's constant, and it will be like that probably forever.
So what do you
do? You go back to your old ways, or like where?
It depends on the situation.
Yeah.
If I did something wrong, right? And we would have this in the past, where. We weren't as severe as that, but or losing trust. It was more different issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, I'm sorry, and sorry. And you go, "You always say sorry. I don't want to say sorry."
Yeah, stop saying sorry.
Stop saying sorry. Just do
better.
It. And I would think I'm doing...
all you can.
Okay, I got a funny example. And I actually started doing this on stage. If you say, "Clean the bedroom while I'm gone. Can you do me a favor and clean the bedroom?" Now, in my head, cleaning the bedroom is I make the bed, I shut some drawers. And it looks amazing. To me, me in my world, I have just cleaned the bedroom. And I'm actually waiting for you to come home, and you're gonna be all hopped up, like, oh my God, thank you so much for cleaning the bed. It was an event for me. I was listening to music. I was dancing around. I was singing. I'm like, this is so great. It feels good to clean the bedroom. And you go, you did nothing. What did you do? Now I'm pissed because you didn't even acknowledge what I did. But you're pissed because I didn't clean it to the way you wanted it. How do you see this as clean? See, now that's two different worlds, and sometimes the other partner has to be a little specific, even with kids. If I go, hey, listen, clean the bathroom. All right, what does that mean? What I'm not saying is clean the bathroom. What I'm saying is, can you clean the floor? It's disgusting. Can you do something with the toilet? Scrub the toilet. Also, the mirrors, just go in the mirror. Give them all spit. If you send a man to the grocery store and say, pick up the milk, don't assume that I know exactly what the milk is and who makes it. And it's Stonyfield Organic Reduced Fat Milk. I need specifics. I need a GPS to tell me exactly what it is. So my point is,
I get that
specifics,
but this is on a different level of responsibility towards the person that you love. That stuff is not stuff that will break up your marriage. Like buying the wrong milk, and like, it's not going to break up your marriage. When you have come to an issue that is hurting the person's self-esteem, their heart, their trust, the important fabrication that holds together a marriage. When you start to untwine from each other and one of those strands breaks, how do you get back, like you said, the trust? It's not about the...
There's only one way. There's a two thing here, if you ask me.
There's the forgiver and the forgiven.
Yes, all right. Let's take the forgiver. Let's take the forgiver. The forgiver has to really, really in their heart want to forgive. Now, they don't have to forgive immediately, because to me, you got to go through an emotional thing. This is traumatizing. So it could be like death. You first go through sadness, then you go through anger, then you go through resentment. This son of a bitch. I'm home doing this, and that may hit you on a stupid little... You could be out taking a walk, and you see a tree, and the way the shadow cast, it reminds you of... Oh, it reminds me of the shadow of the day when I found out about this situation. And then you can't stand... What I'm saying is you're going through emotions. So the forgiver has to also realize you may want to forgive forever, but you're gonna struggle no matter what. Mm-hmm. And it may take time for full-blown forgiveness. It may take days, months, years before you can honestly say, yeah, that's so far in the past and so buried, and we really moved on. What happened? What'd you do? You messed up?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Put the wrong ingredients together. I just have to start over.
Dang it.
Yeah, that's what you get. Trust.
I know. I can't walk and talk at the same time.
But you know what I mean?
I get that.
You know what I mean? So that's the forgiver is going to go through a lot of emotions. And they may not be prepared for some of those emotions. And then they're going to take it out on the person. So that's why I want to get to the one that blew it.
I'm glad you said that, because it brings my subject back to the forgiven. Do you realize? Do you fully 120% realize what you did to make that person now think, look at you, and honestly feel for you in a totally different package? You have broken something, and you've been given a second chance. Fight for, if you really want to make it work. But does the forgiver want to make it work? Because then you're...
That's what I'm saying. That's a biggie. Like, are you going for resentment, revenge? Are you going to... Because that's a natural thing, too. And what...
Do you ever heal?
Do you ever really heal?
Yeah, do you ever really heal?
Because there's triggers all the time now. No matter what, there's triggers.
Well, there's always going to be triggers in...
In everything.
In everything. Like, you and I can find triggers in stuff. Like, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but is it harder to go through life feeling that you're never, ever, ever gonna gain that person's love or trust again? Or is it harder in life that you're never fully gonna love the person that hurt you the way maybe you did in the beginning? And I think sometimes it's okay. Like, I don't love you the way I loved you in the beginning. I love you 10 times more because of our growth, because of the pains we went through, and because of the hurdles and the battles and the wars and the scars. And like, because we have that, I believe it makes us stronger as long as we continue to stay tight.
Yeah.
Like, when you and I start drifting, shit starts hitting the fan.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I swore again.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
And I know my...
D just dropped the S-bomb. Whoop, whoop, whoop. The S-bomb has been dropped by Diana Brewer. Oh my God, there's protesters outside. Let's go talk to them. She's a neo-Nazi! Fake!
What? Anyway, like...
Oh my God, you're human. Go figure.
I know, but like... And my friends would probably be laughing because she's like, she says way worse than that.
Trust me, she...
I just don't want to say it on a radio.
We're not on a radio.
Or whatever. Whatever we're doing.
She doesn't even know what this is or where to find it. She asks me all the time where I can find this, and I go...
So that's the part, like... So are you both just butting heads like two stubborn asses all the time? Is one of you ever gonna bend? Is one of you ever gonna put your pride in your back pocket? So this union of marriage that's ordained by a higher power, the person who created you, are one of you ever gonna put your pride in your back pocket so you can conquer the great mystery of marriage?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, the only way I can answer that is through the great prophet and words of George Harrison. You're asking me if my love grew. Well, I don't know. I don't know. Don't. You don't know. That is a...
Great prophet.
What?
The great prophet.
Well, who's to say he's not a prophet? Who's to say? Oh, I'm not getting all that.
Yeah. A great artist.
Well, who announces that someone's a prophet? Do they come along and go, I'm a prophet?
No, you silly goose goose.
Or do they
put... Prophet is somebody who... I could be getting this one wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have a... What's it called? On the millionaire show, can I reach out to a...
You can reach out to whoever you want.
A lifeline?
You can reach out to a lifeline. I think that word is debatable. That's all I'm saying. You know, people say, well, you know, artists, well, where does the artist get that thought from to...
It's an inner... It's that you just triggered it.
Mm-hmm.
It's an inner...
All
I'm looking for the word.
Is love. Boom,
boom, boom. Stop, you're distracting me.
Okay.
It's an inner, like, given voice
mm-hmm.
of...
Which we all have.
Right, like if you listen to... Well, yeah, some of people don't know how to tap into it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just getting off the
fuck, so
I'm trying
imagine
to...
Imagine there's no... I'm just saying.
Anyway, we are getting distracted. You know, I always look at it as this. I go, this is how I look at marriage too, where you are investing...
That's a good one.
You are investing a life. Your life. Of emotions, journey, sacrifice, bonding, friendship. You're investing that, and you can't underestimate that. And when you break that trust, you're that person, the other person, you gotta stop it before it gets there. You gotta stop it before it gets there.
What do you mean?
You get, if you know it's coming, you have to find the strength to go, listen, I'm telling you right now, it's heading this direction. And I'm having feelings of wanting to do X, Y, Z. Mm-hmm. And the other person may go, well, then go do it, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm not saying it for that reasons. I'm just saying, I want us to continue. But now it's on you, because I'm telling you where we're at. I can't take it anymore, and I want X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
And what are we going to do? You want to do something about it? Because once you do something and you break that trust,
yeah, the bond,
the emotional scar.
And it doesn't just
is so damaging.
Yeah,
it damages the kids. It damages your families.
Friends? What about friends?
Your friends.
Friends of ours that I'm like, oh, I'm devastated.
Yes.
Like, yeah. You were a role model.
Yes.
You.
How did that happen?
How did that happen?
How did you not come to us? How did...
How did they not have anybody to trust to go... Do, like, I would call my girlfriend and be like, I'm having terrible thoughts, and I don't know what to, I can't stand him. You know, like, why don't you have a trustworthy friend that's going to lift the both of you up? Not go, hey, yeah, man, she's an a-hole to you. Just do it.
That's my friend Larry. Larry always, like, he'll laugh. And when you hear someone else laugh, it's always... Oh, they can relate and they've been there. That's what always that laughter is. He'll go,
he's a safe... What you're saying is he's a safe friend.
He's not going to take you down. He's going to go, bro.
Yeah.
You got to do this and you got to do that. And then she has to be willing to do this. Pete Corielli was that way. I would go to Pete and be like, you know, D, blah, blah, blah. And he would go, bro, she's with the kids all day. Day stuck in her world because you're out here. See, you're not looking at the whole picture. And I have to say, I really honored that side of Pete, and I really honored that side.
But praise God that you have somebody in your life like that.
You need somebody.
Do you ask yourself this? Do you have anybody that you can call and bleed on about what's going on? And that takes a lot of pride too, because you gotta break down a wall that you don't know, you don't want people really knowing that side of you. You have to show...
Too bad we're human.
I know, you have to show them the inside of you're yucky, and people don't like to do that, but like when you find a safe friend that's not judging you about what you say or what you do and what that other person does, like, if you find a safe person and they're giving you sound counsel, like...
Here, for instance, I used to have... There was a person that would call me up, right? And go, I am so pissed at my partner. I'm not going to say it's male or female.
Good.
And this person, they don't do what I want them to do.
What I need them to do.
We were at a family thing, and this person doesn't stick up, and this person doesn't blah blah blah. And I want them to go and say this and say that, and they need to say this to their family, and they need to do this. And I would go, listen.
There's the expectation.
Exactly.
You get rid of expectation out of your marriage. You don't expect them to love you. You don't expect them to respect you.
Earn it.
You have to earn all of these things.
Earn it.
You have to be lovable.
Earn it.
You have to be respectful.
Earn it.
You have to be anything that you would
expect.
Want done. The minute you start expecting.
You need to earn it.
That's when you're at fault.
You need to earn it.
Like, and that took us a long time.
It takes a lot of people a long time. People are not...
It was a good rule. I have to say, out of everything, I almost believe that one before trust, because you can't have trust without no expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you can't expect a single freaking thing from your loved one.
You need to earn it.
Or you need to ask.
Yes.
And if they don't give it to you when you ask, you need to be okay with that.
Exactly. Well...
Yes, because you are expecting them to obey your wishes. Like you... It's no different with raising children.
Yeah, but concerning, I could say, hey, listen, I need some more... You know, I like being pet. I like being pet. So if I come to you and I go, I need...
Affection.
I need some affection.
But I have to say, sometimes you don't say that and I know it.
Right, and then you purposely don't do it?
No, not purposely. Because it's a pride thing within you, and I'm trying to... And I'll come to you and I'm like, do you need affection? Just say it. Because you are expecting me to know your signs. And that's not okay. You've broken the rules of engagement. You're expecting me to know when you need affection.
Yes, sometimes, yeah. And then I get annoyed when you go, do you need affection? And that pisses me off. Like, well, if you know I need it, why don't you just give it?
No, that's not how it works. So that, and you're causing an argument. What is so bad about saying, like, hey, baby, you look super hot. Can we spend some time with each other later?
Like, oh, I have it right now. You look very hot. I like the way you're cooking. And it's a turn on.
And I'm in my yoga pants.
And you're in the damn yoga pants.
That was so funny, by the way.
Who's is your booga bugger? That is sexual harassment right there.
All right, I'm measuring, so you have to talk.
Well, I will talk. You know, again, just you got to do everything before it gets to that point.
Stop it's expecting.
You can't expect, except you got to express how you feel no matter what. I mean, if you two are invested in each other forever, what's wrong with just... investing your emotions and saying how you feel. Why would you look at it any other way?
And at this point in your marriage, too. So
at this point in your marriage,
how, like,
you know each other.
You're already friends. You've
seen the worst of each other.
You've seen the worst.
You smelt the worst of each other.
You've smelt the worst. You've seen the worst. You've been the worst.
The worst.
The worst. Like, I've never. acted some ways in front of you.
Than anyone else?
Oh, no. Why would I? It's like...
me too.
It's the dark of the darkest part of me. Like, yeah. You're the only one that's seen that. So you are now a package. You're now one.
Right. So what I was going to say is like, why? You got to... That's the thing is, it's not just, and that's another thing, people think it's easier just to walk away and end it and all that. What you're not thinking about you have to walk away. You have to walk.
Toxic.
Yeah, come on. We know.
Dangering moments, but like, if this person isn't physically harming you, or
alcoholic, drug addict.
There's mental abuse too, where you're like, these people are. Is it narcissistic?
I don't know. Whatever.
What is that when they're only thinking about themselves? When, like, all the time. Like, where it's almost becoming like...
Yeah, narcissist.
It's almost, like, dangerous. And you have that gut. You've got the feeling in your gut that you know danger over stupid.
But your fear locked you down. It doesn't make you have change. That's bad. But anyway. It really comes down to... Well, I was going to say the emotions. You're... What you don't think about before that, where it becomes of that, is like, this is a change, not just you. It's an earthquake in life. Now you've cut off family. You've divided friends. You divide yourself. You got to start all over. And I don't think people really think about that. The holidays, going to court, money. There's so many multi-levels of, oh, God, this is going to be a disaster. And not only that, it's like the heartache. Sometimes I ever thought, like, oh, my God, if I did something, the heartache that I would give you, and I would think of the times of you sitting in the car, sacrificing your entire youth, trusting when I said, come on this ride, I don't know what to expect, just come on this ride. Living poor, just going on a whim and a dream, and you invested those emotions, you invested that hope. What? What? And now I shattered it.
But there are circumstances when that person who shatters it has a demon driving them.
That's true too.
You have addictions, or you have you've got something in your head that's been planted there by
something, images, like, or images, other people, right? Whatever.
Right, like, and you've been told by something or somebody or something within you that it's okay to hurt this person because she's a bitch, or he's just. He doesn't respect me anymore, and I'm not going to stroke his ego anymore, and whatever the, like.
Like you said, just don't let it get there.
Yeah, when you start drifting.
Yeah.
When you start to drift, and you're not close anymore, and the passion's out of the bedroom, and there's no date nights, and there's no you and me time anymore, and. When that starts to, because it all happens to all of us. I don't care who you are. If you have children.
It's never happened to me.
Don't. Let's just say you don't have children, but like your lives are just so busy and your careers are so busy, you lose each other. And there's more, you know, like when you.
Hold on. I get it. It's just, don't let it get there. Communicate.
And if you feel like the other person doesn't want to engage in trying to reconnect, then you reach out for those safety net people, and you try to find other ways. Like,
yeah, like, what do you do if someone doesn't want to change?
Yeah, what
I don't want to. I'm set my ways. I'm leaving you.
Yeah, like, hey, this is the way I am. If you don't like it, you know, too bad.
That's
not how you start a relationship. Like,
what do you do then? We need to get some other couples.
I know, but. That's a really sticky subject. People don't want to talk about that.
I think you'd be surprised. Stick some wine in them, it might say anything. Maybe. A little cocktail here and there, and it might
go. Yeah, that's right, because that's what we just talked about that leads you down.
I didn't say addiction, just loosen you up.
No, you don't need a substance to help you open up.
No, but I said some people don't, some people do.
Anyway, So
you ever do that though? Have you ever done that where you're with another couple and you think you've hung out with them before, and then they have a drink or two and you're like, whoa, so-and-so's kind of a dick.
Yeah.
I love scotch. I love scotch.
Or, whoa, she's demeaning to him.
Yeah.
I didn't see that side, because sometimes a drink or two brings out the true feelings, and that then you're like, whoa, I didn't know this. This is why this person doesn't talk, and this is why this person's so flirty, and this is why, and these two don't communicate. Wow, I did not see that.
I don't drink anymore because I would do that. I was not nice to you when I had alcohol in me.
Well, you were great until everyone left.
Right, that's what I mean. I didn't, like, I just...
I used to.
It was more of a sugar imbalance, actually. Than you. Now that I'm older and I can realize.
I really thought you just in the end didn't like me, and just there was a part of you that truly wasn't.
Probably didn't.
Truly wasn't invested 100%, and
there was a lot of resent. You weren't around a lot.
Yeah,
I didn't know how to handle that as a young 20-something year. You know, when you're alone a lot and you've never had that before, like. Right. But again, I reached out to my friends who were alone a lot. And how do you do this?
How'd you do it back then? Was that the one friend, the one...
We don't need to know who it was.
Okay, but what was there specific... What... I don't want to say which one. I'm going to say...
The main ingredient was that I knew somebody else was living this sort of lifestyle. And she always looked like she had her stuff together. And I wanted to know how she kept it together and did all the stuff she had to do. And she gave me awesome advice. Mm. Awesome. And it stuck with me. And it made me break down that wall of resentment I had towards you when I was in that. Mm. Like, I totally crumbled the wall. So I praise God that she's in my life for those moments and reeling me back into reality. Mm. Like, you have to find those girlfriends and guy friends that reel you back in to help your marriage stay tight. You guys can't do it alone. And if you can, all for it, then you should be out there helping other couples. Like, you have to know that you're not always right. You're not always saying the right things. You're not always expecting the things. You have to be told by an outside source what you may be looking at is not really what you're not looking at the whole picture.
You know, we got to hit on. We don't have time today. We got to hit on family influence and how family can do damage. Family can do serious damage on a marriage. I mean, serious damage. Woo! Good battles. That's a good one. All right, we gotta. Ooh, what are you cooking? This is for tonight?
Yeah.
It's going to be done by like 4 o'clock?
Yup. That's what's great about the crock pot.
All right, good. Well, there you go. It's me and Dee, a little marriage warrior stuff for you. It's a beautiful day. Try not watch it. I posted some stuff on Facebook and Instagram. And... I know I was going to the news and blah, 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 but I'll show you the power of brainwashing, and we'll wrap this up. I posted a flag. I walked to the end of my driveway, and there's a flag, okay? And the way the sun was hitting, it was absolutely stunning and beautiful. Beautiful. I'm staring at a deer right now, just grazing in a graze. It's the wind is blowing, the leaves are falling. It's stunning. So I go to get my garbage and I take a picture, and every time I look at it, it reminds me of my father. My father was always about hanging his flag, and he'd say, "Why isn't your flag hanging?" So every time I look at it, I think of my dad, and it gives me a smile. I feel good inside. I think of things that he taught me or I learned from him without even knowing. So I post the picture of the flag with the sun beaming in my front yard. And I said, "This reminds me of my father." Now, where the mass, mindless brainwashing begins. The response. I never said anything else. All I said was, "This reminds me of my father." 99.9% of people are like, oh, your father was great, and the veteran, and this thing, and my father's a veteran, and we have a flag, and I miss my mom. And some people made it about the flag, some people made it about their family, some people just made it about life. But there was a couple that went on my site. I was called a white supremacist. A white supremacist for a picture of a flag saying, this reminds me of my father. And then another person said, hey, you watching football? How cool, you know, what's your football team? And I wrote, unfortunately, I walked away from football. I did. I walked away from football. My wife has stage 4 cancer. I don't know when her life's going to end. So I now value every single day of my life, our lives. I now value every moment. And I'm not going to lie to you, the politics things, whatever's going on in football, I don't want to do with it. It's the more I want it out. The more I want it out. It's unnecessary.
Issues and you have a right and you don't have a right, and it's for the veterans, it's not for the veterans, and I fought so he can kneel and I fought so he can't kneel. It's just,
that's dividing and conquering. That's the madness. So I said, unfortunately, I walked away from football. I spend my Sundays, I'd rather, this is what I wrote, I'm reading it right now, I'd rather spend my Sundays with my loved ones and my family than invest 3 hours watching that game anymore. I love baseball. I'll invest in baseball. It brought my family together. Football doesn't bring my family together. It's 99. Now, I'm just talking to a specific individual. This is not what I posted. This guy wrote this and I wrote it back. That's simple. This guy gets on, I listen to you on Howard Stern, and you are a small-minded, un-American, unpatriotic douchebag that is ruining our country. Your father would be ashamed. He fought for the... Like, dude, are you out of your fucking mind? Are you out of your fucking mind? This has nothing to do with that. Does this person... I said, I'd rather spend time with my family. I didn't get into why. I just... You ever look at a picture and you go, ugh. I look at football, I go, ugh. I don't care what the issues are. I don't care. But this guy is so brainwashed, along with a lot of people are brainwashed, investing their time reading every news article. Hey, son of a bitch, you should see what's going on there. Here comes the debate. We're being taught to debate and hate every word, every issue. You better be careful. You don't believe in brainwashing. Just read some of my comments and read the comments that come from it. When I post a flag and I'm called a white supremacist because this makes me think of my father, and when I post and I say, I'd rather spend my Sundays, I walked away from football, I'd rather spend my Sundays with my loved ones and my family, and you're telling me I'm small-minded, unpatriotic, and my father would be ashamed? You are officially a fucking brainwashed, unfortunate soul. And it's happening to a lot of people. I'm begging you, turn it off. Walk away and be careful. Life's too short. Life is beautiful. Life is precious. And the more you invest time in news, mass media, and all the media, because they'll make you think we're on the edge of hell 24/7. We're not. We're not. Go outside and look around. You're not. Trust me. Thanks for listening, man. You guys are awesome. You really are. I love all you guys. I really, really love you guys.
Thank you very much.